So as I explained yesterday, I am focused on work. With all the crazy stuff happening in the world, I've got a very good friend named Jedediah, and we've been talking about, you know, world events, geopolitics, American politics, Asian politics, and one of the key things that we read politics and we're not blind to what's happening. He tends to understand much more about the big picture in economics. Like, for, I don't know if you know this or not, that the way that bonds were set up in the EU, it made it impossible for governments to be able to make their bond lending work. It was something about like the EU was forcing countries to give the money, but not allowing them to do what they need to do to get it back. And it was like, it was just horribly designed, the way the EU chartered it when it came to bonds. And I wonder if it was a strategic incompetence. I wonder if it was intended to make it bad so that people would scream for something better. Kind of like how the Democratic Party is headed towards such a scary direction that it's scaring the powerful Republicans and their 100% Republican-controlled legislatures in the contested states to bust a move and take over and give the Republicans extra power so that they have an unchecked supermajority. But let's not go there. Now listen, I'm not coming to conclusions. I'm just saying what I see. I am not blind. There is a push. We're getting an immune system response out of the powerful Republican base and the places that they just so happen to control every one of. Isn't that something? They've got enough Democratic governors to irritate the Republican voters, but they've got control of every single legislature where there's an election contest. Where it's in dispute, Republicans always control the legislature. Isn't that something? I've been saying this for a long time at the Times. It's almost as if the Democrats want to lose. It's as if the Democrats just want to make Republicans angry and really scare the laziness out of the Republicans so that they stand up and attain a supermajority for the Republican Party. Don't you see that? I'm not saying that I'm for or against Trump based on this. I'm just saying I'm not blind to it. Yes, for your information, if you haven't figured it out, I do want to have the president in office who's going to keep economic policies going where they should, who's going to continue to say that factories need to exist in America, who's going to continue to say that we should not be giving money to countries that want to blow us up, China, cough, cough. I want the only president who's ever said that to continue doing that. Yes, of course. Why wouldn't I? But I'm not blind to the fact of appearance. It appears like we're pushing toward that. Now, I see this. My friend Jedediah, he doesn't really quite get that. He's a liberal. So he thinks that tax money is always going to come in. The country's always going to be safe. If the country gets invaded, nobody could have stopped it. He's two sandwiches short of a full picnic when it comes. I've told him this. I'm not talking behind his back. He knows what we think about this. He doesn't quite get it when it comes to trying to make things work. And he thinks that I worry too much. But he knows what's going on in Europe. He knows why the European economy is going to collapse. So he sees much bigger issues. And so as we have fun discussing these things, both of us are looking at all these events and we're saying the things that matter won't happen for 20 years. Heaven is not directed by our small political situations. So while we in America are having this massive election crisis and, you know, we've got to deal with a country being taken over and stop a political machine from killing everyone. And yeah, little problems like this. Heaven works on a different agenda. America's problems don't tell heaven what to worry about. And so while we're going about our diligence in politics, while we're going about keeping things running the right way as best as we can, while we're going about this, we're aware that much bigger things are happening. And me, I'm focused on getting my stupid mouse book out, which I love, by the way. It's just annoying. It's stupid annoying, not stupid bad quality. It's going to be great. It's going to be the greatest book, the best book ever. The greatest mouse book that anyone's ever seen. And I don't know. Maybe Trump will want to buy it because it'll be such a great book. But I'm focused on trying to beef up YouTube channels. I'm focused on a possible career in modeling or acting a little bit. I've always thought that that stuff would just be fun. I'm focused on companies and brands that I've been working on and researching for years. I'm focused on trying to be a good podcaster as best I can. I keep it going. That's the most important thing to do with podcasting is to do it. I love you. And you know, okay, this is getting touchy-feely here. I'm trying to get, hold on. You know what? I'm having a Marco Rubio moment, and I just need to drink some of this Monster here in front of me. Hold on. Oh, yes. You can feel the vitamin B going down. You know, it's interesting when it comes to the topic of nutrition. People say that MSG is bad for you, and I've heard something to the contrary. MSG, monosodium glutamate. Glutamate is an enzyme your body needs, or is it an amino acid? I don't even know what the heck it is. It's either an enzyme or an amino acid, and it's somehow it's supposedly good for your body. And all the guy did was put a sodium molecule on it, which your body needs. Your body needs, I mean, maybe you didn't go to high school, but you should know that your body needs sodium. Yeah. So there's this enzyme or amino acid or whatever it is that you need. And then there's a sodium molecule that you need, and they're packaged together, and it does a much better job than salt. So everyone's all, this salt is so horrible. That sodium chloride, we don't need it. No. It's the iodized sodium chloride that we don't. So then why do you say salt is bad? How about you say iodized salt is bad? Oh, right. Because nobody knows how to think for themselves. We have to think in these broad marketing terms, the same terms that say that MSG is bad. I think Asian people put MSG on all their food, partially believing that it is healthy. It makes the food taste amazingly great. And it's supposedly got molecules and things that your body needs. So this is the information I have out there. And something that the thing that said that MSG was bad for you was based on one freak event that actually they blamed the wrong guy or something. So I don't know what to think. So anyhow, where were we on the topic of... yes. Okay, so I'm focused on my creative projects, and I love the Lord, and I deeply love my friends, and I care about the people around me. I give justice to the people that I work with or anyone that I encounter wherever I can. And I pursue these things to the best of my ability. And I genuinely believe that God is working through this because God is a God of means who works through events, people, time, etc. When Jesus gets here in the new millennium, there won't be church. And we won't be dealing with political takeovers all the time. We'll actually be able to get to work and get things done. And so I'm focused on trying to do those things now. Because as I just do good work with the things that I love and also am skilled at or demonstrate an aptitude to learn and improve, as I do those things, I'm doing the things that are part of God's kingdom, and that kingdom will not be shaken. So as politics change around and as the game gets played and who knows who's trying to play who, and maybe a big trick's being played on everybody, this election drama, I'm focused on the things that I know will last, and I have confidence there. And that's where my attention goes. See you tomorrow.